has met with Israeli leaders in his push for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. To impress on them, the time is now for an agreement that would free hostages and bring a pause to the nearly 7 months of war. He said Hamas would bear the blame for any failure to achieve a deal. Crews working to clear debris from the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse expect to refloat and remove the grounded Dali container ship within roughly the next 2 weeks. That ship has been stationary amid the wreckage since the March 26 collapse of the bridge. No change in interest rates. The Fed stays at 5.3%. And stocks are higher, the Dow up 490 points now, and the NASDAQ gaining 184. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke, or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi. I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
He said, thank you so much. ChatGPT not only made the right diagnosis, but it recommended the right diagnostic test.
Dr. Robert Pearl's book is ChatGPT MD, How AI-Empowered Patients and Doctors Can Take Control of American Healthcare. And I hope he's right. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. May is starting off on a very warm note, and even the nights are rather comfortable with mostly clear skies tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Tomorrow will feel more like June. Thursday's high near 90 with more sun. Still warm Friday, Saturday, Sunday with highs in the upper 80s each day and the risk of some widely scattered showers and storms, but really a low-end rain chance Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with 60s at night. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check. Oh, fire! Quick, wake the kids!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour, Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV, and your gracious, occasionally truculent host, Greg Goodell. Rosie Brock is here now, being joined by Ellen Murray and Pam Dubuque, coming up at 5.
And here they are.
Jeb, this is a special day, so would you dig deep and come up with the ultimate pick?
Please clap.
It is a special day. It is the 1st of May, and it was on this day. Oh, look who's there. You got to sit down for a second. Young man. It's a special day. I soloed on this date. That means Jay Scott was not standing by holding his breath for the next board mistake I would make. Are you really going to be there tonight?
Yeah, I'll be there.
You know, I'm even going to turn your mic on. Speaking of board mistakes.
I'll be there tonight. Absolutely, I'll be there tonight.
That's going to be awesome. Because really, and I've got a bunch of $25 Baumhauer cards. In fact, here's one for you.
Oh, thank you.
$25.
Oh, wow.
At Baumhauer's.
Thank you.
And we'll have some to give away to, because really tonight's a thank you party. When I think back to that those first days here, in fact, I got my first paycheck. It was just for a couple of days, but when I did the math and divided it and realized that I would be living at poverty level for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But there was just a thing, you know, hang in there. This is the right move. And I was anticipating a contract settlement from Florida, so I knew there would be money. I just had to wait. And I called the lawyer, and he said, look, you know, you got lawyer talk. But it came later in the year. But in the meantime, things were pretty tight. So it's going to be great to, and Eddie said he's going to be there, too.
Yeah, I think a lot of the crew is going to be there, and It really is amazing, because I guess I'm now at 12 or 13 years.
Yeah.
And, like, we spent essentially the lion's share of a decade.
Do you remember the day you started?
I don't know exactly. I think it was August of, it might have been 2011? Or,
God.
Yeah, I think it was the late summer, early fall of 2011. Because I was here for the whole 2012 Romney cycle.
Yeah, okay. That's
and I started with Dan Morris. And
yes.
Then somehow I got roped into being your producer. I don't know how that happened. I can't remember our first days together. I remember the fun we had.
I have the same problem.
Yeah.
You know, when we first started working together. But I'll tell you one thing. It's gone by way too fast. Way too fast. I mean, it's great to see you doing what you're doing. It's
coming back to me now. I was still in the producer's booth when I first started doing the whiteboard, and then I was able to jump in. Yeah,
how barbaric was that? A whiteboard.
And you tried to treat me like other producers, like a pet, for a second.
He does not treat me like a pet.
Well, I mean, nobody's getting away with that, Rosie. But you remember past ones? You tried to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, you were a great foil. I mean, one of my favorites was when you'd go into one of your War on Women rants.
Yeah.
This one's coming back to me. I was in the producer's booth. It was some Democrat. And I'm like, you know, some people in this life are, you know, just pricks. And you like jumped in laughter. I remember the day where the lightning struck.
Yes.
In 2014.
Yeah.
We could smell ozone.
You saw my skeleton that day.
I did see your skeleton.
By the way, notice my skeleton and the rest of me is shrunk considerably. I had not tried this shirt on in many, many. I kept it because it's got nostalgia. It's my Alice 96.1 shirt, staff shirt. This cape was given to me in 2005, and I was in really good shape when I first got here. And if I had put it on just 2 or 3 months ago, I would have felt upholstered in this thing.
Right.
And now it's roomy. It's roomy. But I have a dry, clean shirt. I'm going to make sure I wear a clean shirt to Baumhauer's tonight. And you have to help me decide which one of those two that's hanging out there is the right one. The
light blue or gray blue?
No.
Those are the colors.
Oh, so which one?
Either one, Greg.
I've got the black t-shirt on to protect myself from having the buttons down too many. Close that thing up. Oh, you, is that them?
Yeah, that's them.
Which one would you pick, Joey?
I'd go the darker color.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm inclined to. Mm-hmm. But
wait, how much do you weigh now?
I haven't been on a scale. All I can tell, I'm down two sizes from 2XL
to L.
That's
amazing.
And I never thought I'd see that again.
I weighed myself this morning, 225, baby.
We might be the same.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
I might even weigh a couple of pounds less. Last I checked, it was 228, and that was the peak. And I'm embarrassed to say it, peak at my doctor's office, and I always accused his scale of being a left-wing scale, telling lies. 263. Now, when I gain weight, I carry it kind of everywhere, so I don't have like an enormous belly or a giant butt.
See, that would happen to me with a belly.
But 228 was the last official reading I had.
Yeah, we're around the same range probably right now.
I can't believe that. Now I feel really good. So that's at Baumhauer's tonight after the show, though I would imagine folks will start gathering there around 5 o'clock like they usually do. And Butch, if you're listening, would you please be there tonight for me?
Good man.
He has been, yes, he has been part of our Baumhauer's gatherings literally since we started those. Used to be on Friday nights for a long time downtown at Bob's old place on the boulevard prior to 2010. We even had our own room there. And we could do broadcasts from that location, too. In fact, that's where I announced that the old Greg show was disappearing because I was going back to school at Huntington College to finish my degree. I got enrolled. I knew exactly what I'd have to do to get that piece of paper. And then almost dropping it like subtly like a bomb, he says, the boss says, oh, by the way, we just leased 107.9 FM, and you're going to be doing afternoons on that. So once again, my educational dreams vanished. Slipped my fingers.
Well, I need to get out of here. I got to run some errands for tonight.
All right, son. I'm Joey. Go ahead.
Bye.
Bo Holt.
Hi. I just wanted to call in and get on the reminiscing.
Yeah.
And wish you a congratulations and everything. And, yeah, I remember the 107.9 days. I also remember one time when you did a live broadcast from Idle New Tavern, and that was when I won a chainsaw that day from Lewis Lawn for a giveaway.
Wow. Lewis Lawn.
I'm at work right now, so I can't stay on the phone long, but I wanted to be among the first to call this afternoon and congratulate you again and let you know that we are planning on being there this evening.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Bo and Dinah will be looking forward to it.
We are, too. Have a great afternoon now.
Thanks, Bo.
East, I'm sorry I didn't get to your call. One of the things that I have tried to do over the years here, whenever there's a chance to do it, is to help or promote veterans. And activities, assistance, whatever it is. And we have the commissioner of the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs coming out with us at somewhere around 3:30, 3:35, because there are things going on that are absolutely stunning. First of all, it pisses me off no end that we've got politicians, including the a-hole in the White House, and I'm not apologizing for that because that's what he is, who are taking money. In cities like New York and Chicago, they are taking money out of, they're firing cops so they can house and feed and provide health care to illegal aliens. And again, I don't know why we're not carrying burning torches down to City Hall across America for everybody that's complicit in that kind of behavior, but we should. We piss on our veterans. It's disgusting. It's one of the great ongoing shames in this country that any veteran should have to wait for anything. Anything. So we'll find out. We'll kind of get a state of affairs and some resources for veterans who aren't getting what they should be getting and maybe help a few people along the way. That's always the goal. Anyway, Baumhauer's tonight. We hope you come and join us. We want to point out that Baumhauer's has some great menu options under $10. You know, one of the things we've talked about quite a bit is the cost of fast food. It's ridiculous. And at Baumhauer's, you, for what you pay for some of the fast food options out there, you get an entree, a side, and a beverage for under $10. Menus. Let's go to the Inflation Bites menu. I want to give you a heads up on these if you're coming tonight, because you can have some great food and you don't have to go broke in the process. Here it is. Char-grilled dipping chicken. Fresh mojo marinated char-grilled chicken breast seasoned with lemon pepper, sliced and served with the white barbecue sauce, which is habit-forming to say the least. That's just $8.99. The onion strings. Try and have just 20. Hand-battered red onion strings fried to perfection with their scratch-made buttermilk ranch. All the sauces at Baumhauer's are homemade. They're all made from scratch. The tailgate burger is popular. That's a third of a pound of ground beef. All the fixings on the side on a white bun with curly Q fries served medium well. The CFO of Baumhauer's, Richard Ellison, it's his favorite, $8.99. Again, that's the burger, third pound with fries. I've seen a lot of things around the internet that compare some of the fast food options to what they advertise and what you really get after you open the bag. There's no, you won't have that problem with Baumhauer's. You are getting one third of char-grilled ground beef. And my personal favorite on this menu is the non-ranch BLT. Non is in non-bread. It's a, how do you describe it? It's kind of like a...
kind of like a flatbread, but not.
Yeah. And you need it because it's got to hold in all the, it's stuffed with applewood bacon, not bacon pieces like you see in some BLTs. This has got several strips, full length, that it actually...
hanging out on either side.
On either side.
Yep.
You've got shredded lettuce, tomatoes. These are things that can be moist, but the non bread holds it all together, especially when they add some scratch-made buttermilk ranch to that. That comes with fries and a beverage, and it's $10.99. And it's really good.
Yeah.
There are more options. You'll see them all tonight. Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard. If you'd like to look further, if you're having an event, they do great catering too. Visit Baumhauer's.com. 323.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors, Gorilla Glue. Of course. It's incredibly strong and 100% waterproof and bonds, well, virtually everything. While you're at it, look for Gorilla Tape, a heavy-duty double-thick duct tape, and Gorilla Super Glue, great for all your quick fixes and repairs. There's also Gorilla Epoxy, Gorilla Wood Glue, Gorilla Construction Adhesive, of course. You get it. If you can break it, Gorilla can fix it. For the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. Before they were legends, they were lost souls looking for their sound.
You want to be a songwriter?
Not really. You are a songwriter.
Discover the true, untold story of Sue Brewer, the extraordinary woman behind outlaw country music, starring Mandy Moore and featuring T.J. Osborne.
They call it the boar's nest. It's just my apartment, but you never know who will show up.
In a new, scripted, Audible original.
Any advice?
Yeah, to steal something whiskey can't.
The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen on Audible.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Remember this?
For war of women!
What is good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Uh-huh.
Used to get very wound up.
Yeah.
But a lot of fun. A lot of fun. It is 324. I watched, I've heard Rich and Jay talk about this series on Netflix. Miss Murray, our movie maven, has talked about it in one of her segments. So I had to see it. Because everybody says there's a consistency to the way they're talking about this. Yet, they continue to watch it. And it's also the number one series on Netflix, which is saying something, considering, you know, there's 8 million choices there, called Baby Reindeer. And so I had some free time today in between exercising and everything else. the deep dive I do on show prep here. I'm halfway through the second episode. This is all about stalking.
Uh-oh.
And it's a guy, and it's based on a true story. And he bumps into this woman and makes the mistake of being nice, and wow. And it is disturbing. It's disturbing on a lot of levels, but for me it's disturbing because I've lived this. And in the opening scene where he first meets this stalker, it kind of sabotaged the credibility for me somewhat, because, and it's really, really well done. The scene is really, really well done. But he may as well have walked in there with a red flag or a t-shirt that says, "I'm going to stalk and make your life a living hell." It's just, and why he didn't see that, I don't know. So part of me, at least for the moment, I told Rich what I had seen, and his comment was, "Well, you're just going to see more that will explain some of what you're questioning right now." There's almost a masochistic component to wanting to see more of this thing, but now I'm invested. I want to see where it all leads. But and right now, she's horrible. It's like Misery. If you remember the movie Misery with James Caan and the fat chick, Joey would call that a war on women if I said that.
Yes.
In his presence. Rosie.
Yes.
O'Donnell. It's okay. Like Misery, except on steroids. And Misery was well done, but again, some of that stuff kind of hits close to home. We may as well take our first break, and we can get our guest in a little bit early today. It is 3:27. When you're shopping for furniture, it's important that you see everything there is to see. And many people don't look beyond the national brands. Smart shoppers check out Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings before they make any decision. A, they have more furniture than anybody else, 60,000 square feet, comfortably laid out in a building that I would say it's a good idea to wear comfortable shoes, because you may be going with the intention of looking for one particular item or type of item. And I always recommend you go to Stella Beard or Leslie Wolfolk and say what you're interested in and what your budget is. But once you're in there, you're going to want to see more, because the selections are fantastic. Everything is marked down 50% from the top ticket price. Leslie, by the way, can also help you if you're looking for one piece of furniture that will be compatible with what's already in the room. Bring pictures and give her a chance to make recommendations, because she has that eye, and that's a gift. Kaiser also saves you a ton of money. It's not just 50% off the top ticket price, but when you pick out your item, make your selection, the sales tax at Kaiser is going to be 8.25% as opposed to 10% in the big city furniture stores, and you're going to save money there as well. That's why we say shop wiser by Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Great people, incredible selection, and you can get an awesome sneak preview at their website, shopkaiser.com. They've got it all, from contemporary to more traditional looks, and entertainment centers that accommodate today's big TVs. At shopkaiser.com, you'll find Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings at 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools, for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident. Mobile Highway at Terminal. This one just occurred. Also still working an accident. 85 southbound at Taylor Road. That's slowing things down just a little bit. At McKinnon Toyota, financing is as low as 2.9%. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Wendell J.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Alabama Legislature Joint Conference Committee on Gambling finally came to an agreement Tuesday. The committee recommended a lottery with 100% of the money going towards education and slot machines at approved locations. The committee said no to table games and sports betting. The House passed the bill later last night. A 17-year-old suspect has been arrested in connection with two weekend armed carjackings. The first incident happened Saturday night on Eastern Boulevard. Later the same night, the suspect stole another vehicle at gunpoint in the area of Selma Highway. The unnamed 17-year-old was arrested on Monday. A Alabama legislative committee has voted to set aside $10 million from the state's 2025 Education Trust Fund budget to support administrative funding for summer EBT, a food assistance program for children. The budget now goes to the Senate for approval. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With eight locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Correction, it wasn't Rosie O'Donnell in Misery, it was Kathy Bates. But I get those creepy overweight women mixed up sometimes. And in another just-breaking headline, Mayor Eric Adams of New York made sense. Follow me along here because I can't believe he actually said this, but he went scorched earth on liberals putting up the flags of other countries while taking ours down. He says, quote, "We're not surrendering our way of life for anyone, so blame me for being proud to be an American." I want to fact check that. Because for him to make that much sense, unprecedented. We'll join our guest in just a moment.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. May is starting off on a very warm note, and even the nights are rather comfortable with mostly clear skies tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Tomorrow will feel more like June. Thursday's high near 90 with more sun. Still warm Friday, Saturday, Sunday with highs in the upper 80s each day and the risk of some widely scattered showers and storms, but really a low-end rain chance Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with 60s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
You're mean to me, throw things at me, take everything so personally. Kick my dog, I call the law, yell at my kids to get off your lawn. Someday I'm just gonna come kick your butt.
Well, you're going to get it now.
Cause I can see that you are really a grump.
Wow, he seemed pretty angry.
And it doesn't help that you are always drunk.
It's National Grump Out Day, May 1st. A lot of things being celebrated today, but for me, it's starting my 20th year here in Montgomery, Alabama. I do my best not to be grumpy. In fact, most people know me as very kind, patient, and temperate.
B-S.
That was one of the new technologies added during my time here. But one thing that really will send me into meltdown mode are the stories I hear from our veterans. Now, we just quoted Mayor Adams from New York. He's one of the mayors that's firing police officers so they can take care of people who broke the law to get into the country. What about our veterans? Here to answer those kinds of questions, and I want to make sure I get the title right, from the Alabama Department of Veteran Affairs, the Commissioner, Kent Davis. That's it's an honor to have you in the studio.
Thanks, Greg. It's so great to be with you. I mean that sincerely.
Thank you. And we have a wonderful mutual friend, Colonel Joe.
Oh, yeah. Joe Panza. Great guy.
In fact, he connected me to the annual Gathering of Eagles event, and I narrate the bios of the people that are being honored every year, and I'm working on those right now.
Yeah, I'll be there in a few weeks with you.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I read these things. I read the stories of these people who have done... I just finished one. I don't recall the name off the top of my head. Just part of his overall amazing service record includes 5 years and 3 months in a prison as a POW in, I think, Cambodia or Laos.
Oh, wow.
And I see that, and I wonder, man, how do you... In fact, some of the people that were in that prison did not survive. And these people who take the best years of their lives, as the movie says, and make that sacrifice and many times pay a high price or the ultimate price, they should be the first to get whatever we have to take care of people in this country. And yet we seem to routinely shortchange them. We hear of how many suicides involving veterans, the veteran homeless rate.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
How did this horrible state of conditions come to be that we've taken our eye off the ball for them?
Well, it's appropriate to talk about it. Today is May 1st, and May is National Military Appreciation Month. In fact, a lot of people don't know this. You just mentioned May 1st is Grump Out Day, but today is also Silver Star Banner Day. Per a congressional resolution, it's an official day to honor wounded, ill, and injured veterans. A lot of people don't know that today.
Again, the services that provide us with these calendar events and stuff, I didn't see it there.
Yeah, throughout the month, this is a big month for military and veterans. And of course, it culminates at the end of May 27th with Memorial Day, where we commemorate those who gave their lives in service to the country. But you're right, most veterans are doing great. We do know that there are some troubling statistics with veterans, especially in Alabama. The veteran suicide rate, the last year that we have statistics for, we lost 147 veterans in the state to suicide. Veterans are about twice as likely as a member of the general population to take their own lives.
That's a staggering number. Tell us about your service.
Thanks, Greg. So I'm originally from Montgomery. I was born right in St. Margaret's Hospital. I grew up as a little kid here. My dad got transferred around. After college, I was one of those aimless youth and didn't know what I wanted to do. And one day, in walks a Navy recruiter. So I talked to him, and I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. I might do this for 4 years. 31 years later, I was retiring from the Navy. And I served in both the Army and the Navy.
Now, looking at you today, it's hard for me to envision you ever having an aimless period in your life. Doesn't compute.
You should have seen me about 40 years ago. Great great experience in both the Army and the Navy. And, you know, you talked about veterans. It really is a brotherhood, sisterhood.
Sure.
We have so many great veterans in the state. About 400,000 people in the state are military veterans. That's a big percentage of the population.
Yeah. That's almost 10%, isn't
it? Yeah, it's about almost 9%. When you add in family members and active duty military, it's about a quarter of the state that have that direct connection to military service.
Tell us about some of the places you served in.
Oh, my gosh. So 12 years ago, I was sitting in the sands of Afghanistan. I spent about 9 months on deployment in Afghanistan, did something that was not too pleasant. I did detainee operations in Afghanistan, but let's say 5 combat zone deployments from the Persian Gulf to Somalia. I was in Somalia in 1993, right after the Black Hawk Down incident. A couple of sea tours. I was on the battleship USS Missouri for 3 years, deployed to the Persian Gulf, and then I was on an aircraft carrier for several years and deployed again to the Persian Gulf.
So I have to ask you a question. How do you cope with... I am a major student of World War II.
Yeah.
Specifically, the Navy. My dad was a Navy guy. He was on a ship that sank on January 7, 1945, kamikaze attack.
Wow.
In the Lingayen Gulf. The Palmer is the name of the ship. And it took him till the end of his life. He always used to tell funny Navy stories, crossing the dateline, that kind of stuff. But it helped me understand why he had PTSD. When the war was over, they came back facing a lot of the same issues the Vietnam vets were, but it took many years for us to recognize we got to help these guys after what they've been through, what they've seen, you know, reassimilate into society and do our best to help them leave that behind. But the World War II guys, that was the John Wayne generation, you know.
You're right.
You don't talk about it.
So, shared experience. My dad was in World War II. He was in the Army. He was in the 8th Armored Division and got wounded in the Battle of the Bulge. And the Army and Veterans Administration did a pretty good job fixing his physical wounds. It took him a long time. He got hit in the leg by a German machine gun.
Wow.
But I don't think they ever fixed those invisible wounds.
Yeah.
And we still see that today. We've gotten a lot better. Just the recognition that there are invisible wounds amongst veterans and that awareness has helped a lot. But as I said, most veterans are doing great, but we know that there's a subset of veterans that do need a hand up, not a handout, a hand up in getting through some difficult times, whether it's PTSD or homelessness, transition issues, and that's what we're there for.
But how do you help them when at least this current government seems far more interested in taking care of and providing health care, money for food, housing? I mean, the amount of money going back to New York, you know, taking over the Roosevelt Hotel and housing, they should be, they committed crimes. We don't do this for our veterans. Why are we doing it for them? And this just seems to metastasize around major cities. And it's a sickness that needs to be stopped.
Yeah, honestly, one of the fears in the veterans community is that the general population and elected officials, I have to say, are kind of losing touch with the veterans community. It was very common at a time in this country that elected officials were veterans. Not a lot of veterans in elected office now, and I just think sometimes they forget that all the liberties and the economic benefits that we enjoy in this country were born on the back of those veterans.
Absolutely.
Is there a society today that's free that didn't achieve it or maintain it without having people stand up and fight to defend it?
No.
There isn't.
There isn't.
And, you know, I think there's also, even to take it a step further, as we're seeing on college campuses right now, they're out there raising hell for a terrorist group, taking down our flag, putting up the Palestinian flag, and... sometimes I wonder what it's like for a veteran who watches the news and sees this, asking themselves, why did I give up that time in my life to see this?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people ask me, what can I do to help veterans? And that's always heartening. I really like hearing that. And you know what I tell people? I say, it doesn't take much. How about be the kind of citizen who's worth fighting for in this country?
Yeah.
That goes a long way. You don't have to really bend over backwards to help veterans, but be the type of citizen that we want to serve in this country. And Yeah, there are. These are troubling times, not only in our country, but around the world. So I first joined the military in 1985, and I will say this is probably the most dangerous geopolitical era that I've seen since the height of the Cold War. It's pretty scary, and you hear the stories about military recruiting and readiness, and that's a little troubling.
Yeah.
Yes, and some of the things that are being done in the military to advance the woke agenda, that doesn't sit too well with a lot of people either. I see you're married to Lieutenant Commander Lisa Davis. Did she outrank you? I don't know the rank system all that well, no, but that's interesting.
Well, she outranks me at home.
Well, yeah.
That's a given, but no, I was lucky. In 31 years, I was, as I said, in the Army and the Navy. I'm one of those weird guys. I don't recommend my career path, but I was actually as high as an Army major, which is the same grade as a Navy Lieutenant Commander.
Okay.
And then I retired in 2016 as a Rear Admiral, one-star Admiral from the Navy.
Well, how do we, in addition to people being the kinds of citizens that veterans want to defend, how do we close the cracks that our veterans are falling through? What are some of the things that you're doing that are helping take care of those who have been disappointed by the system?
Yeah, thanks, Greg. So we do a lot, and I will say this, and I mean this heartfelt. Veterans Affairs in Alabama really is a bipartisan, apolitical effort. I'm heartened to see a lot of support in Alabama, and the partnership between the federal VA and the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs is really strong. There have been some good things in the last few years. President Trump got something called the Mission Act passed, which allowed veterans to use community care for health care, mental health services. In the current administration, the PACT Act, the Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics Act, was passed, which was a need. I mean, you've heard the horror stories about Agent Orange.
Yeah.
Well, now there's increasingly evidence of long-term health effects from burn pit exposures, radiological exposures, and things like that. So I think that was a valuable recognition that we need to take care of those veterans. We cannot forget about those veterans who have come home and suffer both the physical and the invisible wounds of war. So that's been good. Could a lot more happen? Of course. You know, I'm a little biased. I'm a veteran myself, and in Veterans Affairs, we have a statutory role to push for more benefits for veterans. There is an unmet need, especially when it comes to veteran well-being and mental health issues.
Mm.
I could go on and on about the troubling statistics about opioid addictions and homelessness. It really is troubling, and we need to do more.
Are there facilities for veterans who, through reaching a point of despair or hopelessness, who start using chemicals to make things right, whatever the chemical happens to be?
Yeah.
For rehabbing and helping them turn that around?
There are a few, but I'm not going to lie. There's probably a shortage. We need more facilities. And some of my counterparts in the state have talked about the need for greater mental health services in the state of Alabama in general, but it's especially acute with veterans. So the federal VA does a portion of that. I think they would admit that they're a bit overwhelmed. They don't have the staff to take care of all the needs. Federal law now allows them to refer veterans out for community care, but there's just a shortage of mental health services in Alabama. We have tried to think outside the box in our State Department. We've signed agreements with Emory Healthcare System in Atlanta because they do have some assets and inpatient facilities. Just a couple of weeks ago, down in Mobile, an organization called Vets Recover opened a detox center, a unique detox center, inpatient facility for veterans in this state. And we talked to many other national organizations trying to find that right asset to serve the individual veteran. It's a task sometimes.
And what are some of the accomplishments you've made in your role as commissioner that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Well, a couple of big accomplishments. First of all, we are in charge of long-term care of veterans for elderly and disabled veterans. So we operate a system of state veterans homes around the state. They're located right now in Huntsville, Pell City, Alexander City, and Bay Minette. High demand for those facilities, especially with aging population, World War II, Korean, and now Vietnam veterans in need of long-term care. We recognize the increased demand, so we're building a new state veterans home down in Enterprise, Alabama, state-of-the-art facility that will open in September to house, again, those elderly and disabled veterans in need of long-term care. Another topic that people don't like to talk about, but the last service we provide for veterans is free burial services in a veterans cemetery. And there's a high demand for those. And we were, frankly, running out of veteran cemetery space in Alabama. So we just, a couple of weeks ago, dedicated a 4,000-plot expansion of our veteran cemetery down in Spanish Fort, Alabama, to serve those families.
To me, this the frustration is this kind of thing, the government at the top levels should be, no problem, we'll get that taken care of right away. One of the complaints or issues I hear from some veterans is paperwork or going to one place being told, well, you have to go here, then they go there, and they get more. It's just an ongoing sequence of references and so forth. Yeah.
We have an easy solution for that. We have 71 state facilities around the state of Alabama, including 62 current veteran service offices that are free of charge to veterans. They're county-based all over the state. Any veteran or their family can walk in, make an appointment with those veteran service offices to get help with anything veteran related. And we can often cut through the red tape and bureaucracy to get them the benefits that they earned or those specialized care programs that are out there for veterans.
We're talking to Kent Davis, Commissioner of the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs, and trying to shed some light on solutions. Can you give us some numbers or website where veterans who are frustrated, where they can find new resources?
Yeah, so we have our departmental website is a one-stop shop, va.alabama.gov, va.alabama.gov.
Okay.
Another specialized website that we've started recently dedicated to veteran well-being and especially mental health care and the crisis of veteran suicide is www.vetsforhope.com, all spelled out. That's an independent website that's kind of a one-stop shop for those hand-up programs that can assist veterans who are in crisis, frankly. But we've had a four-year effort called Alabama's Challenge. About 5 years ago, we started really noticing the horrific veteran suicide statistics in the state.
Awesome.
So we formed a national alliance with 49 other states and the federal government to try to tackle that, called Alabama's Challenge to Prevent Suicide Amongst Service Members, Veterans, and Their Families. And we've had a lot of initiatives all over the state. We've had education programs, town halls, campaigns, public service announcements to raise awareness, especially of the 988 veteran crisis line. If nothing else, if there's a veteran or friend of a veteran or family member who knows of a veteran in crisis, they can pick up the phone and literally dial 988, which is the crisis line. But then they're prompted, if they're a veteran, to dial 1, and they're referred to specialized services just for veterans.
Good. Glad to hear that, because if anybody deserves specialized services, it's our veterans. Here's an example. I just got a note. I'm not going to identify our veteran, but I know him, and I know what he says is true. He says, I got my letter from VA yesterday. They wanted me to pay for an emergency room trip.
Oh, boy.
$2,500. Chasing it down. Shouldn't have to do that.
They should not. He needs to come see us. So that's the federal VA. And, again, we have a great partnership with the federal VA in Alabama. And I will say this. I'm a patient with the federal VA also. I'm a cancer survivor.
Wow.
And the care I've gotten from the federal VA has been very good. And I think it's improved over the last few years. And that's been a bipartisan effort, recognizing that we need to beef up federal VA services. But if a veteran has an issue with their federal VA benefits, they are welcome to come see us in one of our veteran service offices free of charge, and we will advocate for them.
Why don't we take a call?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, we have Christy on the line, 272-9228. Christy?
Hey there. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Christy, go ahead.
I wanted to reach out to y'all. My husband and I, we have Amaker Sunken Tractor. We have been in there for a hot minute with you, Greg, in the morning. And he is a disabled veteran. Chris is through the Army. I am an attorney and former Veterans Administration Raider, and we like to donate our time through Tactical Transformation over here at the Sunken Tractor. And veterans, if they want to stop by, Thursday, Friday, Saturday from like 1 to 3. We will help them file claims. We will talk. And Chris is always an ear for any veteran who just wants to sit by the fire and just have a chat.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, there are so many local community-based grassroots organizations, many of them nonprofits, a lot of them faith-based organizations that do so much for veterans. And I'm a big believer in this, that government should not and cannot be the answer to everything. We strongly rely on those public-private partnerships to take care of veterans, and we refer people out all the time to those outside organizations, like what you're just talking about, Christy, and God bless you for doing that. I mean it.
Yeah.
You reach out to us. We'd love to come visit you and forge a partnership and learn more about those services you provide.
We absolutely would love getting together with folks because we are new to the area, and any public, private, nonprofit, for-profit, at this point, we just love to get veterans what they need and get them the help and the support and the love that they need.
Christy, thank you. I got to get up to your place one of these days and try the food. I hear it's amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, sir.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We have about a minute or two left. Kent, anything you'd like to add or something we haven't touched on yet?
Well, Greg, as I mentioned, throughout May, there's plenty of opportunities to commemorate, celebrate the contributions of military and veterans. Today is Silver Star Banner Day to honor wounded, ill, and injured veterans. May 10th is Military Spouse Appreciation Day. And I'm telling you, probably the toughest job in the military is being a military spouse. May 13th is Children of Fallen Patriots Day. May 18th is Armed Forces Day, where we celebrate those still in uniform. And then, of course, May 27th is Memorial Day, where we commemorate those who gave their lives in service to the country. So please, if nothing else, I talked about how you can thank a veteran, especially on these occasions. Stop somebody in uniform or somebody you know as a veteran and say, thanks for your service. I really appreciate it. That goes a long way with a veteran. It really boosts their day to hear that.
I think if you could meet every listener of this radio station, everybody does that.
Yep.
I do it all the time. I did
Absolutely.
It just the other day. In fact, we have a veteran joining us at just after 5 o'clock who has a business in Prattville called AMS Studios. Pam Dubuque was served for 9 years and has a really interesting background. And it's not that, you know, I want all of our businesses to succeed, but there's that extra measure of, you know, cheering on when it's a veteran with a dream and they're making it come true, which is just totally awesome. And by the way, that web address is ams-studios.com, and she'll be with us after 5. Ellen Murray coming in shortly. We're going to talk a little bit further about baby reindeer, which is just weirdness personified. Thank you so much for taking the time, Kent. Anything else?
No, just we really appreciate you had the opportunity to come on and talk about this. And anybody can reach out to us. Listen, you don't have to be a veteran. If you're interested in veterans, you reach out to us. We'd love to partner with you. We're all about helping the veterans.
Is there another number I should keep handy for making that kind of contact?
They can contact us through our website. There's a contact sheet on there. That's probably the best way. But they can call our headquarters at area code 334-242-5077.
All right. 5077. All right. It's been a pleasure, and please come back.
Will do, Greg. Next big event is in November for Veterans Day.
Well, we'd like to have you back well before that.
I'd love to.
Dig a little bit deeper
Anytime.
And get into more detail. Thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Thanks, Greg. Really
thank
appreciate
you,
it.
Thank you, Rosie Brock, for arranging this.
You're welcome.
Because we'll never be able to do enough. I know that we have millions of veterans, but again, to reiterate what I said at the beginning, it just, as Jay Scott would say, frost my pajamas when I read that we can't fire enough police officers to have the money to pay for the needs of people who broke into the country to enjoy the freedoms that our veterans paid a high price for. I can't reconcile that. It ticks me off, and I will rant as necessary along with others. Maybe if we all rant together, we can get more accomplished and give Mr. Davis more resources to provide to our heroes, because they all are. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Greg.
All right. In fact, something that came to mind while we were talking, I'm going to go into the break with this, is a, in fact, we had him on the show, and when he, because he was coming to Impact, Louis Black, comedian, don't always agree with his politics, but he's one of those guys who does appreciate veterans, and it's one of those topics that really gets him going. We'll have this traffic, SRN News, at the top of the hour.
Big news this year with the disabled veterans. Many who came back and weren't getting the proper care they should be getting, and a lot of them not getting their checks on time, their disability checks. Look, if you want to go to war,